I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys, welcome back to
Every Blonde Needs a Brunette,
brought to you by
your favourite blonde and brunette duo. I'm Grace Shadrack, the blonde.
I'm Grace Foley, the brunette.
And this podcast is us spilling all the tea, all the gossip.
On our trips to major fashion capitals this year.
The secrets that are too hot for us to spill on YouTube.
They're coming on this podcast.
So get ready.
Hey.
Hey. Welcome back to
Every Blonde Needs a Brunette.
The podcast.
We hope your Monday is
brightened.
Stunning because of us.
I hope you're slaying this Monday. I hope it's good.
Slaying.
I hope you're slaying. Guys, that's our new word that we keep
But we keep overusing it and it's becoming boring and the slaying is not working anymore.
Do you guys know that man off TikTok?
You know what though? We're going to be so choogy when this comes out because we're pre-recording our episodes. So
slay won't be funny anymore. No, but
the man that turns every song into slay.
Slay.
So he does part of the US slay.
He's brilliant and he keeps getting banned, guys.
Whoever would you ban him? He just wants to slay.
Whoever bans the slay man needs to get a life.
And then if you heard the sound, have you ever wanted to slay so hard that the word slay loses all meaning?
Oh no, it's all meaning.
Meaning.
I love how he says it. Anyway, that's just our random little thing.
Yeah, just saying.
But today is a very special episode because it is the first Milan.
Been there, done that.
First Milan
episode. We're on to Milan and Milan was... When we're recording this, it was actually like 5 months ago.
It was in January.
5 months ago.
That's madness.
That's mental.
We've only done 2 months away and it was Paris and Milan. So we thought it deserves... You're going to get 4 episodes out of Milan, guys.
4 weeks worth.
A lot happened.
Yeah, you know what? We had drama. We had so much fun. Do you wish you did anything differently about Milan or what did you love about Milan?
That's a good one. I don't know. Milan was quite rogue for us. We basically had done Paris. We had Christmas. And then
we didn't really know what to do in January. And we were like...
Because it's a shit weather one.
It is shit weather. And we were like, if we want to go skiing. Imagine us skiing.
Why did we think
we were so desperate to go skiing. And we've never skied in our life. And we're literally the most least sporty people ever.
Guys, all I've done is dry sloping at Izumi's.
All I've done is... You know the donut thing?
Yes.
You go down the dry slope on. That's all I've ever done.
And somehow we thought we were at skiing.
And loads of people like break their necks on skiing as well.
We're so delusional.
We're like, oh, we'll just go and we'll just like go to the restaurants and get drunk.
Yeah. We just went, and then someone told us.
And get cute pictures.
We literally just wanted to go for like the food and then someone told us you had to ski to get to the restaurants. We were like,
you have to ski down a slope to get back from the restaurant. Yeah. We were like, maybe this isn't for us.
We'd have to get helicopter lifted back home.
Maybe we'd have to get an emergency call.
Yeah, like that's not going to work. So we're like, okay, not that. So we were kind of looking into other fashion capitals and Milan is a huge fashion capital.
Especially, sorry.
Guys, we're a bit jet lagged.
Yeah, we're really jet lagged because we've been...
On loads of trips.
We've been on loads of trips, 3 weekends on the trot, which we'll get their own episodes.
Yeah.
Just wait.
So we're just a bit jet lagged.
But we're a bit jet lagged.
But yeah, Milan's a huge fashion capital.
But I don't know why we didn't ever think to do it because it's
a You weren't keen on it, especially. You were like, I was like, should we do it once? You were kind of like,
I was like, because it was January. Because January is a depressing month. And I was like, well, would it not be nicer if we went at a different time of year?
Yeah. we didn't want to like just stay at home, so we thought, okay, we're gonna do Milan. We did it for a month, which I thought was quite ballsy of us.
A whole month, so we kind of got the experience of living there.
Yeah, we rented a Airbnb, a lot cheaper than Paris, thank God. And yeah, that was basically why we decided on it, because it's a fashion capital.
What and about the woman? The woman at the end of our trip.
What woman?
The Airbnb woman.
What about her?
When she was like, "I'm good. This is a mess."
Oh yeah, it was kind of a bad Airbnb, to be honest. Well,
the Airbnb was fine, but
she was very rude.
At the end, she turned up on at a random time and told us she was just collecting the key, but actually it was an inspection. And obviously, we're really messy. Well, the actual apartment wasn't that messy. It was more just, actually, it was. The day she caught us, there was washing everywhere.
Because we were leaving the next day.
The day she caught us was the worst
she
day.
She caught us out.
She really caught us out. And I think because we're young, she thought we were going to have parties. I think she wanted to come back and see like if the apartment was in a state.
She was in my bathroom taking pictures.
We heard her and she was on the phone talking Italian to this man.
And she was like, if I come back tomorrow and I see any stain, you will get charged.
No, but she was like, there's definitely going to be. She was like, I'm going to come back and I'm going to see what stains there are and you're going to be charged. And we knew there was no stains.
The bitch couldn't find a stain.
There was no stains.
There was not one single stain to be charged.
It was only mess. We literally cleared the whole apartment. Like,
we've never worked so hard.
We were on our hands and knees scrubbing the apartment because we were like, we are not getting charged for a stain. We know there's no stain.
Absolutely not. But obviously, like, the reason you kind of go to Milan is for the food.
Oh my God. Hello. Especially like the fact that it's Italy. Like, and we'd both never been to Italy before. So it was so exciting for us to like try actual Italian food in Italy. And I remember the first day we got there, we were like, should we just try this random pizza place? Oh my God, the slice of pizza we had.
It was like 2 euros. It was like, honestly, their version of Domino's.
Yeah, I think out of everyone's pizza, Milan was the cheapest.
Oh, 100%. Milan was so well priced. Like, obviously, you go
obviously
to,
it wasn't cheap.
But there's this place called the Aperol Bar, which, or Aperol Terrace, that's like really expensive.
But that's going to be because you've got the view of the church.
Or if you eat inside the shopping centre.
Yes.
The Galerie Lafayette, that's really...
That's embarrassing. I think it's just called the Galleria.
Listen, guys, this is how bad my memory is. Galleria. Lafayette. Oh my God, I'm just so international. If you eat inside there, it's really expensive. But if you go to actual, like, proper Italian restaurants, it's so well priced. What were our favourites?
Do we say or do we want to gatekeep?
Okay, we are gatekeepers. There's this one restaurant, which if you actually look on our Milan highlights on Instagram, you will see the name of it. But if anyone asks me for recommendations, I'd never give this restaurant. I really gatekeep it.
Our favourite place. I would actually say it's probably my favourite restaurant I've ever been to.
Same. And it's not fancy.
It's not fancy at all.
Casual.
They don't play music.
No.
The lights don't go off at night. There's no candles or anything. But the waiters are so old-fashioned. Like, they wear, like, the old-fashioned suits. And like, they're really charming, like they've got loads of charm and they'll have banter with you. Like, Grace on our last night was dancing on tables.
I just started dancing because we were off to a club and he was like, get on the table. Obviously he thought we was joking, health and safety.
They lifted Grace up onto the table and she was dancing and they put music on. Or was it us that put
music on? I think we should tell them the name, because if you're a podcast listener, we love you.
Yeah.
We're not going to gatekeep.
We're going to tell you the name. We gatekeep.
I can't remember the name.
Why are we gatekeeping? A Santa Lucia.
Guys,
honestly, go there. It's
take that name like gold dust, because it doesn't go
like
out
a
very
kind
often.
Of hidden street.
It is. It doesn't look like anything from the outside.
If you go to Milan, you need to go there. Like, they even have curtains up outside, like you wouldn't really be able to see the inside of the restaurant.
No.
But it's the most old school authentic Italian
and the best food I've ever had,
and the waste is so charming and the food's really well priced, and that is what makes me want to go back to Milan the most.
Guys,
can we do a weekend back there?
Because yeah,
talking about it is making
it's
me want to go
hungry.
Back.
We used to call the waiters our nonnas.
we're going to go see Nonna. Is it Nonna or Nonno?
Oh, I don't know. I think
we're going to go see our nonnas.
We were like, oh my God, Nonna's pizza today. Yeah. It's different.
Hitting different.
Because it felt that
homely. It felt like they were our granddads.
And I don't think they even like knew us, but to us, they were family. Where else did we go? Where was the one that looked like Gloria's?
La Gioia. It was kind of a more trendy young place, and it had all these like bottles.
It's literally glorious.
It looked like Circolo. It looked like Circolo in London, and it had like the pasta was so good. We had
it was incredible.
Pepper, and the tiramisu.
Jesus, they poured chocolate on
it.
Melted chocolate.
God, it was just insane. It was so good.
There's just so many good restaurants that we went to. Like, it's actually hard just to pick a couple.
I'm trying to think. And the clubs were really good as well.
The clubs were really interesting.
They weren't meant to be open, but they were, which is really weird.
So we went to Milan thinking the clubs were open, and then they shut them for 2 weeks whilst we were there, and they were open.
But apparently, we made friends at the end of the trip, and they're like, "Oh, they've been open this whole time." It's
I
just
think
the
they
government
were illegally
saying,
open.
I think so.
But the best one we went to was that one that was like a church.
Oh my god, Gattopardo!
Oh my god,
Gattopardo was so good.
That was incredible. It's basically it was an old church that got converted into a club,
and it had
it's
all
still
these
got
like chandeliers,
inside, and these pillars. It's incredible.
Say you book a table, your table is like inside of. Like one of those.
Like a pew.
A pew type thing.
Sounds
Holy
a bit strange.
Girls over here.
I know.
Catholic girls.
I said this to Grace. I don't know how this hasn't been cancelled.
Yeah, it's a church. Like
it's a holy
place.
It's
a place of worship. And oh my God, they let you dance on the bar.
This was mad to us because this would be illegal.
Back home. Oh my God. This is so embarrassing.
Oh.
Another embarrassing thing
that Grace has done.
I actually got lifted up by a man onto the bar because I wanted to dance with our new friend.
Which we'll talk about later.
And I knocked all of the shots over that they'd lined up and were selling to people.
There was like 10 shots.
Legs. And I was so drunk that I didn't even realise I'd done it. And apparently I was screaming and kicking my legs.
Yeah, you were.
How embarrassing.
You were like, ah, when he picked you
up. I was like, help.
You
even though
asked
I asked
to pick
him
up.
To pick me up.
Pick me. Choose me. Love me. In it though.
No, that's the most pick me thing ever.
But yeah, the clubs are really good, but they're really unusual. Like, it wasn't like a queuing up situation. Everyone like huddled outside the club.
Everyone basically barged
to
get in.
You had to know someone to get in. So luckily we made friends in Milan, which we'll talk about later. And then they actually got us in the club. So I don't know how we would have done it without our... Because I don't actually know how we would have done it without them.
Well, to be honest, were they even meant to be open?
Yeah, they opened like 2 weeks into us being there. I don't know. It was all a bit confusing how
it
to actually get in.
Confusing. It was very confusing.
It was probably the most like... In my opinion, the most nervous I would go back to clubbing, like just me and you, because it's so odd to get in the club.
I think you have to message like
you have to message someone to get in
to get into the club.
So do your research if you're going to Milan. Do your research before about the clubs.
But go to Gattopardo, and then we went to a place called The Club Milan.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
That was really good. It was so crowded, but it was really good.
I think Gattopardo is my favorite though.
Yeah, same.
Because it's just got that like Gossip Girl vibe.
It really did. Like you feel like the main character dancing on the table.
No one else allows that. They even let you stand
on tables within the club as well.
Yeah, like
but it was so
it's
cool.
It's mad. It's so mad.
I'd never felt more like I was in Italy. They must like dancing on tables in Italy because that man encouraged you to.
Yeah, but like the fact that you were dancing on the bar where they serve drinks, it's actually really unhygienic.
Yeah.
But like it's
really
so
health and safety. So if you get drunk,
oh my god,
just fall off.
It was such a high. This is why I got off because I actually hate heights, and it was really high up. And I thought if someone fell off this, they would die, especially if you were drunk.
Well, everyone is drunk in the club, really.
I know. So I'm
surprised I didn't fall off. I was in heels.
I might have to complain about this.
don't be a job swear.
But yeah, the restaurants are really good. The shopping's really good.
Oh my god!
Wait, what is that bit? Oh my god, no! What is that restaurant? Brera,
it's
the cutest bit of Milan, and there is a restaurant where you can watch the ladies make
the
pasta.
They make the pasta and they roll it, and oh my god,
we'll never remember
the
name.
It's like a proper Italian name. If you go to Brera, like you'll see it, and there's always queues of people outside.
Oh, get there really early.
Yeah, we got there at like 11.
We literally got there at 11, we wait like an hour.
Oh my god, the wait, but the food was worth it. It was so good.
It's the best pasta I've ever had.
And the croissants at that place we go to as well.
Oh,
what was it called?
It's a chain.
Princey. Grace, it might even be open. Because there's one opening in Soho.
There's a Princey open. We are going
and
there.
And we are recording. Let's Google it. We are recording in Soho.
Oh my God, stop. Princey's like a chain there, but it's the world's best croissants. And they're so well priced.
God.
Every day we went to Princey.
No,
every
day. We actually going to get croissant. And, oh. They did like honey ones, they did jam ones, they did all these big
pastries. We went every single day.
We got a different cake every day. And even the pizza they did was really good as well. It was like prep, but like
a billion times
better.
Like, I have such a memory of us being like hungover, just eating our pizza.
No, we'd be in there. We'd just sit in there for hours because I did the best cappuccinos as well. We'd just sit in there for hours and like debrief our like dramatic nights.
And they'd play like Adele and like
Celine Dion.
So good. They had
I remember one day in particular they had like a Celine Dion day.
It was Diva Day.
The whole album.
Guys.
And we'd be singing, what was the song? Baby, 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 baby when you touch me like this. When you hold me like that.
And there's a whole designer street. Which
it was so nice.
Which if you just look up Louis Vuitton, you'll find it.
Do you know what? Talking about Milan is just making
me hungry. My belly's rumbling.
Same. It's making me want to book a trip.
Oh, and the restaurant. Oh my God. The restaurants by this designer bit are so like class. If you want to go to more classy ones, more expensive, go to the designer bit. There's so nice.
Il Salameo? It's the one in House of Gucci. The one we went to with the mums. We went with our mums.
High five.
And go there. It's really cool.
Very expensive, very, very fancy. There's also, where do we keep going for drinks? That hotel.
Oh my God. Palazzo Parigi. Parigi? I can't even say.
Is that
say
the one
it.
Lady Gaga stayed at?
Yes. And it's probably one of the most beautiful like lobbies I've ever seen.
And there was another one we would always go to for coffee.
The Four Seasons. And spend £10 on a coffee because you get free biscuits.
And it was like a Maryland's cookie.
And one day this man was like, do you want more biscuits? And we were like, yes, please. And they were like home baked. You could taste. They were like, oh my God. But why would we spend €10 on a coffee? That was ridiculous.
Because it was so good. It was just so good. The free biscuit made it all worth it.
Oh my God.
We were like, we're getting our money's worth.
You get two biscuits and they're homemade.
That's so like deluded of us. Well, like, needless to say, we absolutely loved Milan.
And do you know what I was thinking about the other day? Not just for Milan, but just for everywhere. It makes me so sad that, like, the fact that you can't be in every place at once. Like, I always think about how much I love Milan and then I'm like, oh my God, how much do I love Paris? And talk about Milan is just making me want to book a trip there. Like,
I know. You don't appreciate what you have to. Like, because obviously we did a month there. At the end of the, like, trip, I was like, oh, you know, I'm excited to see my mum, excited to head back. And then, like, as soon as you're back, you're like, fuck,
yeah, like, I really miss it. And it also makes me sad that we probably will never spend that much time there again.
No, we won't. That is sad. And also, guys, we went in Fashion Week.
Oh, my God. Men's Fashion Week.
Men's Fashion Week, which is actually me a whole other episode, the story of, like, us of going on a date with stuff. Us going on a date with a model. But the next bit is all about Milan's fashion. Okay, let's get into Milan fashion. Okay, so obviously we just come back from Paris. Two completely different styles, I would say.
Very different. I'd say Milan was very much, was it more colourful?
Yes.
It was definitely more colourful, but also when in Milan, I just felt like I saw so many more older women.
Yeah.
And I know we said this about Paris, but especially Milan, there were so many icons. Like, they would wear these, like, fur coats.
Mm-hmm.
I don't condone real fur, but you could see they were vintage. They'd have like you could see.
Grace Foley is not for fur coats.
No, but these women had obviously had them for years and they were like vintage.
Yeah,
so they looked so cool. And oh my God, they would wear like pearl necklaces. And there's a name for these women that live in Milan. There's name for them. There's a name for the style, because when we got back from Milan, we saw a comment. I saw a comment on YouTube and I looked them up, and there's a specific style, and I wish I knew the name right now, but there's a name for it. And they wear like all of the fur coats, and they have like glamorous hair, like older women.
If you guys have watched House of Gucci, that's basically what
they dress like Lady Gaga.
Yeah, like it's very eccentric.
Italian is how you would imagine.
It's very eccentric, very over the top, whereas
very
Paris
Dolce and Gabbana,
was very minimal, very classy. It's two complete different.
It's like they dress for Gucci and Paris dresses for Saint Laurent and Chanel.
Exactly.
That's the only way I can explain it. Like,
we didn't see as many fashionable young people, I would say.
No.
It was all on the
I'd say the younger people. I'd say it was just an older city. It felt older. I felt like there was a lot of more older people than young people.
Yeah. And all the young people you could tell were just tourists. So
yeah, I guess so.
Or
they'd just be in like jeans and a top, which, you know, it's fine.
We saw a lot of fashionable men though. Like really eccentric men.
The men dress really cool. They'd have like all these loafers on and like, I don't know. I just think Italian men know how to dress.
100%.
But especially the older men.
The older men.
The older men knew how to dress.
Suits, or it'd be really eccentric, have like colourful suits on.
Like red Gucci loafers.
Yes.
And slick back hair and like really tan. They look really cool.
Okay, what style do you... It's an easy question, but what style do you prefer, Paris or Milan? You obviously Paris.
I prefer Paris, but for myself, for my own style, I prefer Paris. But for like excitement wise and seeing what icons, I actually prefer Milan.
I prefer
think everyone
Milan.
Dresses the same in Paris and it's all young people, but I think it's more fun to go to Milan because you see all of these icons. I think we saw more icons.
I feel like it's just more accepted to what, like, to wear whatever in Milan,
especially because we went there in January as well. Like, if we went now, I think we'd see more bold things because January you can only really wear a coat and jeans.
So we saw a lot of fur.
Yeah, we saw a lot of furs. They still looked iconic.
I definitely prefer Milan.
I'd love to go back this summer because there's one specific club that looks so good. It's called Just Cavalli.
We went there.
And we went, but obviously it was freezing cold, so everyone was inside. But
it's an outdoor club.
I've seen videos of it, like, now, and it looks so good. And I know. We should really go back.
We will. I think we should go back
this summer or something. Like, even
we
September.
We always find our way back home.
No, we literally will, like, every city we've been to, I want to go back to.
We've not had, this is the thing we keep saying, we've actually not had a bad experience with
in any place.
We've never been to a city and been like we made friends with someone who actually went to Milan, hated it so much, she left.
She left early.
She left a day after because she hated it. We've never had that with any kind of city.
I think because we just love cities.
We are fucking city girls.
We're city girls, period.
I think that's why it is. I think we are city girls.
Like, there's not been one where I've been like, ew, I don't want to book another trip back to this place.
We want to go back to everything.
Like, every place we've been to, like, okay, Barcelona, we're literally going back this summer.
Paris, we're moving to.
Milan, we're literally talking about it now, and we're like, oh, I really want to go back.
Literally.
Stockholm, like, Amsterdam, I want to go back to all of them. Copenhagen, I want to go back to all of them.
I know.
And it's making me really, I've been like really sad these past few days. So I'm like, I might never go back to one of them.
That's the thing. On a gap like, here, you go to all these
one
locations.
That I might not, never go back to.
This is true,
and
guys.
It's making me sad.
Don't cry.
Don't cry about it.
Milan was just really cool. We also met a fashion icon, who is not actually from Milan. It's the funniest story.
Who's the fashion icon?
Well, our mums came to visit us because we were there for a month. And we were sat in a restaurant.
Oh my God, how could I forget?
How could you forget? We were sat in a restaurant. And immediately, I'm really good at spotting people. It's like, me and my mum, it's like our full-time job. Immediately, I go, oh my God, that is Randy from Say Yes to the Dress.
My mum starts crying.
No, so we sit down at the table. Nicola, Grace's mum, just starts bawling. My mum starts crying. She's laughing. She's like in tears.
I can't tell if your mum was laughing. Like,
I think she was in shock. I think my mum literally went into a state of shock and started crying. Your mum was crying because she was like, he means so much to me.
My mum was like, he got me through lockdown.
Yeah. Me and Grace are just there like,
we're like, why are these bitches crying?
No, I love Randy. And then it's even the most, it seems so embarrassing. So I'm like, Grace, get a picture. Because he was behind me and my mum. So I got Grace to get a picture of me and Randy.
And I Randy is looking smiled
directly into the
and he
camera
goes like this
and smiling with a thumbs up. And I was like, do you know what? That's so embarrassing. And then he tried to leave. And my mum was like, Randy, I just have to tell you, we love you.
Yeah, we like grabbed him on our way. I think he knew the whole time that we were like,
oh, 100%.
We heard bits of the conversation that like, we knew 100%. It was him. And I think he was on a date but didn't want to tell us. Because he was like, oh, this is just my friend.
He was like, this is my friend.
It was like really suspicious.
He was like, he doesn't speak any English. I was like, how are you having a conversation?
Yeah, I was seeing you chatting away.
You used to watch our language barrier episode.
Yeah, get some advice.
I was really confused. I was like, how are they having a howl chat like if they can't speak the same language? But that's just Randy for you.
Randy is a guy. Wait.
Oh yeah, no shot.
No, I meant to say, like, what a guy. What a guy, Randy. Randy
Grace
is
just spitting facts.
Just to let you know, he's a man.
Yeah, Grace just spitting bare facts. But yeah, that was the only celebrity we saw in Milan.
Yeah. We were looking for Lady Gaga, but she filmed the movie, so
no,
I don't know.
I'll tell you who we were looking for.
Who?
The fucking murderer. With
oh
the parrot.
God, Patrizia, the real Patrizia.
Patrizia Reggiani.
Now me and Grace want to call our future dog Patrizia.
No.
Is it Patrizia?
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Patrizia. We're going to get a Pomeranian
and call it Patrizia.
And call it Patrizia. And then get another one and call it Prada.
Prada and Patrizia.
That's
why
our goal.
Why am I finding it so hard to pronounce?
Don't start.
Patrizia. Normally I can't
don't
pronounce
butcher
it.
Our dog's name.
Was it Patrizia?
I want to Patrizia and Patricia. We can't call our dog Punani. That literally means vagina.
But it goes with Patrizia. And Punani.
Should we do it? Patrizia and Punani.
It's kind of like a girl boss move, calling your dog Punani.
Patrizia.
And Punani.
I like Patrizia and Patty.
No. Patrizia's too glamorous and Patty's
not,
like...
We are definitely doing Patrizia.
What about Peggy? Patrizia and Peggy. No. Yeah. They need to have the Italian vibe.
I think Patrizia and Prada or Patrizia and Punani.
I'm actually thinking, I'm leaning towards Panani.
For sure.
How do you explain it?
Well, I think only certain people know what Punani means. Where's that even from?
The only reason I know Punani is because this is like really random. You know the ladies that like are in club toilets, they sell things to you. This lady, I'd never been to a club before. This is my first clubbing experience. I think I wasn't really meant to be in there, but I was anyway. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't realise that this lady comes here to sell things. It's really helpful. I was like, oh my God, why are you here? Like, what do you do? Bearing in mind, every other girl probably knew what these ladies do. They just sell like deodorant and things to freshen you up in the club. And she starts singing a song. She goes, freshen up your punani, 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 freshen up your punani for your boyfriend. And I don't know if that's the song they teach every... I feel like I've heard another
that should be taught woman in schools.
Say punani. Like, freshen up your punani. I feel like it's a thing that these ladies say.
Freshen up your punani, punani, punani.
We can sing that to our dog to get it to sleep. Lullabies.
Freshen up your punani for your boyfriend.
I always wonder how those women get there. Like,
yeah, I'm like, did the club hire them? The club must hire them. We went to one in Amsterdam and she bloody charged us to use the toilet.
It was in multiple clubs.
So she charged us to actually go for a wee.
That's just human rights.
Like, I felt like saying no and just running in and seeing what would happen.
They would €2. They would drag you out.
Yeah, she looked like she mean business. She was like, I was like, are you serious? I went, are you serious? I need to pay to use the toilet. She was like, yep. Dead serious.
No, she was like, you can get an all-nighter pass.
Oh yeah, was it a stamp? I was like, oh yeah,
thanks.
And then Grace was like, come on, we need to go back there and use our €2.
Yeah, because I got us an all-night pass to wee, so I was like, we have to wee as much as we
make
can
the
to
most
get our
out
money.
Of our
because I have a bladder issue and I was like, this can't happen, I can't be charged.
Yeah, Grace's bladder is like, she's 40, she always needs the toilet.
Yeah, no, we said this recently, we feel like we're going through menopause
because I keep getting hot flashes
all the time.
Like, I'm like, oh Grace, I'm just so hot.
She opens all the windows.
Yeah, I'm like, Grace, get me a window open in here. And then Grace, every 5 seconds, is like, I need to go to the toilet. She's like, wait, but I'm gonna have to wee now in case I need to go later. Like, she'll squeeze one out all
the
time.
How stressful is it when I get on an aeroplane?
Oh my God, she's so stressed about weeing. I don't know why. I think it's from trauma.
I'll tell you what trauma is. We were on our way home from
LA.
Heathrow. And I went for a nap in the car, woke up, literally nearly started crying because how much I needed a wee.
Like, she was this close to weighing herself.
Grace, wasn't I nearly in tears?
Grace was like, please pull over.
And I had to get this driver to pull over. And I literally went, if not, I will have to pee in your car.
He was like, oh, we are already 7 minutes away. He was like, oh my Grace God. Grace was like, no, I'm going to wee in the car.
I was literally like, I'm literally going to have to pee in this man's car. Like, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking, God's sake. And then I pulled over to a gas station. The woman's toilet was occupied. I went in the men's toilet where they were sick everywhere and diarrhea, smeared. And I remember someone went, don't go in there, went, I'm desperate. And that is where it all comes from. So before I get on a plane, I have to wee about 6 times.
And that's trauma.
And that's trauma for you. But yeah, that's got literally nothing
to do. I know, I can't believe we're talking about punanis and wee. That's actually really weird. It's got nothing to do with my land. It's like the bogey episode. You know, Grace's mum couldn't listen to the bogey episode because it made her feel so sick.
I was like, oh, what did you, she watches, my mum's like the biggest support. She watched every single episode. And I was like, oh, you know, I think it was our first episode, wasn't it?
It was the first one.
So I was like, oh, what did you think? She was like, I had to forward the bogey story. It made me feel a bit sick. But apart from that, really good. I was like, no. She's like, I've heard that one before.
Yeah, the bogey one is kind of iconic.
It's really iconic. Guys, we're going to do a whole episode like later on in life about like the repercussions.
Because we have had repercussions from this podcast. Like, we're not going to say what yet.
Because it's going to be a whole episode.
I think we'll probably get more repercussions, to be honest.
Exactly.
I'm thinking one of the Milan ones, we might get a repercussion.
100% we are.
I'm thinking a big repercussion.
Because we are spilling all of
and
our tea.
And in LA, I think the LA one will get a repercussion as well.
Perhaps suing. We're scared about getting sued for LA.
Sued of all our money.
Could you guys wait for the LA episodes? It involves a billionaire. That's all we're going to say.
So I think we could be in a potential lawsuit.
Not even potential, like it's a huge, like we might have to get our manager.
You know how big of a thing suing is in LA?
But we didn't sign an NDA. That's what we've made sure. But yeah, we're going to do a whole episode about our repercussions because there has been some. It's been quite...
I'm thinking we'll get more as well. But we also could do like a year overview. We could do an overview of like every episode before we move to Paris. And we could do like also including repercussions in that.
Yeah.
Like we could do an overview like favourite places, favourite trips. Like a whole thing of the gap year.
That'd be cute.
That'd be a good episode.
We'll do that.
And then include the repercussions.
Because it's very interesting. But the next section of the podcast, a bit different, is going to be about making friends like later in life. Because it's something we experienced in Milan.
Yes.
Also something we struggle with a bit.
Maybe something we struggle with, not to a point where we're like, oh, we need more friends. But I think it will be a struggle for us in particular because of our job and just a mixture of things. Like,
when everyone, like,
we're not bothered. I wouldn't cry about it if I never made another friend again. I'm happy with my friends.
We have one friend. No. We have like four.
I'd say we have four friends.
It's not a lot, is it?
Not really.
One of that four is including each other as well.
Oh, yeah.
So we have three other friends.
And we never really see them because they're going to uni, but like, they're our friend. They're like our best friends for life.
Yeah.
Amelia, Mabel, best friends for life.
Yeah, shout out.
But like, say for example, we moved to Paris, we're gonna want to throw ourselves out there and make friends. Yeah. Like,
but Milan,
it's like, how do you do that?
Milan was the first location
in a new city
we actually made.
Yes,
made friends. So we'll talk about that in the next section.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We are back.
We're back, boo. So, making friends. How do we make these friends?
So, it was very weird and very...
meant to be.
Meant to be, I think, because if we weren't in this specific restaurant at the same night, it was a restaurant, it wasn't even at a club. It's just such, weird.
What was it called, the restaurant? It's a weird coincidence.
Oh my God, it was so fun. Ovitum.
Oh my God, it was incredible.
It was such a good restaurant. You please go there if... you go to Milan and, oh my God, even just thinking about it, it's making me want to just go book
it's
a trip.
It's making me excited.
I'm like, do we just book a trip?
But how we found this restaurant was really weird. Basically, I like forced Grace to walk home one night. She like really didn't want to.
I don't want to walk. I was like,
safe. I was like, Grace, we have to explore the city. So we walked back, walked past this restaurant, saw fire breathes coming out. And we were like, we are going there. So the next day, went to this restaurant and we basically met these girls because we had a table. We left
but
the table.
We didn't buy drink on the table, but we left our blazers there. And like, it was our table that we was eating dinner at. But I think we, did we go to the toilet or something?
No, we joined that other
weird
family.
Oh, we started dancing. So then they bought, because obviously they wanted to buy a bottle of vodka or something. And it got bought over in this massive tub. So it kind of was like our table.
But then they kind of hijacked our table.
But they kind of hijacked it. So they probably like, why are these bitches dancing on our table?
It's because it was actually ours.
So it was kind of ours to start with, but then they'd bought a bottle, so they'd bought the table technically, because it kind of turned into a club.
Yeah.
So as you can imagine, people buy a drink and have
it was so
over.
Good, guys.
Such a good place. There was live singers. Like, when I look back, that's probably actually the best restaurant I've ever been to.
So good.
And the pasta was really nice as well.
So nice.
So please go there if you go to Milan.
But there was like a group of them. I think that was like probably like five girls, two boys. We just started talking to them and we had a really good time. And then how it all came is like, I think we got their Instagrams. The next day we're going back out clubbing. So that's just what we do.
Yeah, we really got on with them that night, but we didn't know at this point that they were also moving to Paris.
Yeah, and we also just didn't We did, obviously, we had a really good time with them, but we didn't really think, oh, we'll probably see him again.
No.
And then what happened is, the next night we were going out, I went to go and put my blazer on, and I had the girl's blazer.
Alejandra's blazer. We can say her name.
Yeah. We can say, hi, Alejandra. It was her blazer, and she had my blazer. So then I DM'd her and was like, I have your blazer. So she was like, oh, should we all just meet up for dinner anyway? Because we have to meet up to get
like,
the blazers.
And it was, she was like, it would be fun, like, you know, we didn't know at this point that they were also moving to Paris.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
Next year.
It's all just meant to be. So,
and we got on so well.
We went to the Duomo? Duomo?
The one, it's like the a Gucci rooftop.
Yeah.
It has a Gucci sign above it. It's a really cool place, and they do really nice like desserts and stuff.
Yeah. And like pizzas and stuff. So we met, it was us two, Alejandra.
And Sophie.
And we just got on so well.
Instantly. I hope they feel like that as well. But I really feel like we got on with them so, so well.
Like, you know, when you just instantly, there's just like conversation. There's no awkward silence. Like instantly, I just felt comfortable and felt like these are our kind of girls.
Yeah, like we just got on with them so well. And me and Grace, like we do struggle to click with people, I feel.
Yeah.
We're very like, we keep ourselves to ourselves a lot, and we do struggle to click with people.
For sure. And we get really nervous meeting people.
I think we can chat with people, but for us to actually click with people and be like, we're on the same page with so many things. And they were studying fashion, and
they were moving to Paris.
Yes. And it was so weird because we were like, oh, we're going to move to Paris next year. And they looked at each other and they were like, so are we.
Yeah.
And it was so weird, but
we just got along so well with them. And then we met them loads more times.
We went clubbing with them 4 times. We went on clubbing on a random Wednesday.
We went for like another dinner. We went 2 more dinners.
I think we had like, we met up with them loads.
Yeah, we went 4 times clubbing, 2 more dinners. Met Claudia, who's another one of their friends, who's really, really nice. And we just like formed a little squad.
It was so fun. And we would sing like ABBA in the car back to the club. And we'd always like get the van and like sing
ABBA.
Oh
my God, we would get like an Uber van and put like
And if they didn't have Bluetooth, we would literally like cry.
Like we just instantly clicked with them. And that was our first time, I feel like, us making friends outside of school.
And yeah, and also I'm like realistic that we're going to stay friends because we're also moving to Paris.
Yeah, and we talk to them and stuff. We still keep in contact.
Yeah, we still talk, and we're hopefully going to meet up with Alejandra in Barcelona.
Yeah, so
when we go.
But it got us on the conversation of like actually how hard it is to make friends now than when we were in school.
Because we were thinking to ourselves, like, say for example, we did move to Paris and by chance we hadn't met them in that restaurant, or like how would we make friends in Paris? Because it's not like you can't really have a dating app for friendships. Like,
no, you know, we're saying like we get way more nervous to meet girls that we want to be friends with.
If we want to, we really want to be friends with someone and we go for like a lunch with them or something, I feel like we're always like, oh my God, I really hope we get on. I think it's more like gutting if you don't get on with a girl as a friend
than a boy.
Then it is a boy.
And like, even after the lunch, we're like, oh my God, I hope they like us as much as we like them.
I hope they want to go out with us again.
It's like a date.
It is, but it's actually kind of more pressure, because with a date, if I don't get on with a boy, I'm like, oh, whatever. But with friendships, if like you want to be friends with someone, it sounds really desperate.
No, it is.
It's true. If you feel like you really get along with someone, you're going to want to
have them the same way.
Friendships are so much more important than boyfriends, I think.
And I think they're so much harder to come by.
Especially in a big friendship. City, you want a good group of girls that you can go out clubbing with and have fun with and go for dinners with and drinks with, because living in a city can be like lonely, can't it?
Yeah,
like,
and I think it's hard to find like girls you actually get along with though.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you think we had more confidence in school and that's why we made friends easier?
I think in school, I mean, apart from with Amelia and Mabel, this doesn't apply because we were in completely different forms with them, and that was not friendships by chance, that was friendship by choice. But I think a lot of friendships from school come from just being sat next to someone in convenience. And then I think
that's
when you leave
school,
you realise, oh, well,
we have nothing else in common.
Not for us, this hasn't happened, because we actually became friends at the end of school and our friendships were made not by chance, by choice, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like we weren't in the same class.
No, so we had to like make the effort to go find each other at lunch. And like I think a lot of school friendships do come from just convenience and be like, oh, well, I'll sit with you because you're
next to me.
You're in my form and you were in my lesson last.
And then also like once you finish school, you realise you actually have nothing else in common apart from school. And you're like, oh, we have nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
Which is like, yeah, like when we met Amelia and Mabel, we actually like didn't meet because we just sat next to each other. We actually met outside of that.
Yeah, like we became friends by choice. It's really funny because we both fell out with our groups.
We all fell out of our friendship
in
groups
year 11 at the same time. So I think, and it was just really weird coincidences and really weird.
Was friends with Mabel. Grace was friends.
I was friends with Amelia because I'd get the train with Amelia, and Grace would get the bus with Mabel. So it all just worked, and then I really got on with Mabel as well.
And I really got on with Amelia,
and it just
worked out.
It was a really weird coincidence, but I think that's why we're still such good friends with them. And you know, they're at uni now and working and stuff. And
we all have our
own lives.
Whenever
we meet up, it's never awkward. And I think that's how you know
it's true friendship.
It's true friendship, because you meet up and you kind of just pick up where you left off.
Exactly.
And I do think in adult life, it's harder to like maintain friendships as well, because you all go off and do different things. And say you're working and then on weekends you want to relax. And I can see how people do lose touch with their friends. But
even Grace and I, obviously, well, some would say we're not working on a gap year. But even when we come home from the gap year, we have no energy. Like, we're about 4 days and we're so drained that we have no energy to actually go out and meet like our friends. So like, it's our friends are at uni, they also work, and also finance. You're financing yourself when you're an adult, and you don't want to go and spend loads of money at a restaurant.
Adult
life sucks.
sucks
ass.
No, but I think it does like help you. It's a test to see if you can survive staying friends when one of you's in Manchester and one of you's in Exeter, you know?
Yeah.
It
really tests friendships.
And it makes you, appreciate the time you have more.
100%.
Like, for example, when I went out with Mabel for her birthday, I had such a fun time. And, I really appreciated the time spent with them, because Amelia is never back from Nottingham.
Yeah.
And then it was just nice to go out.
Yeah,
so
we see Amelia, once.
Well, you haven't seen Amelia since January.
Yeah.
But, for example, say we were to FaceTime, it wouldn't be awkward, because
but that's true
we've been friends for so long.
That's true friendship, isn't it?
It really is.
But I definitely think it's so much harder. And I think I'm also just more, I'm not more socially awkward, but I get more worried to meet new friends now.
Yeah, and I'm I think we're just comfortable with each other, but I do
we're so
think
comfortable.
If we go to
yeah.
Paris, because we're going to be settled there for a year, we will make a lot more effort to, because I think also, say you see a girl is in Paris on Instagram or lives in Paris, and you just think you'd get on. Or you seem like you have the same interests and go to the same places and things. I feel like we shouldn't feel shy to say, do you want to go meet up for a coffee? Because
I know.
It sounds weird.
And
DMing
they probably
want
to be in the same position.
But they probably would love to
get reached out to.
Meet new people as well. And
the worst that's going to happen is that you don't click.
Or one of you thinks you and the other doesn't.
Yeah. But yeah, that's happened before as well. But yeah, I think it's just, and also completely different, you've seen this in the LA episodes, we've actually met a lot of people who are moving to Paris. We met someone in LA that's moving to Paris.
Oh my god, Yassine. Oh my god,
we'll talk about him in the LA episodes.
Okay, we're gonna talk about him.
We're
in
just
LA,
saying
he's, what a weird chance. That's how you I
so
think,
us as well.
No, he was literally, I cannot wait to go clubbing with him.
I'm obsessed with him.
We us three together would be the bitchiest trio.
You were just bonded.
He liked the cheesecake we liked at Hotel Costes.
I can't even talk about it.
We're going to talk about him
we're
in the
Milan,
episode.
But we've just met a lot of people that are moving to Paris.
Yeah, it's really weird. And I think for us, when someone says, oh, I'm moving to Paris, oh, I spend a lot of time in Paris, we're like, this is fake.
You are now our best friend.
Yeah.
You are now.
You now don't have a choice.
No, guys, we're so psychopathic. After our dinner with Alejandra and Sophie, we were we are the Sex and City.
We were oh my god.
And we were it's a who's who.
We were we're going to be Gossip Girl in Paris. Who's going to be each character?
We're such psychos.
We're who's the most...
We're literally the obsessive girlfriends.
We're the girls that get obsessed with a boy after one date.
Yeah.
And then the others don't
The others couldn't give a shite.
Yeah.
But I hope we don't sound too weird. I hope you guys can relate to this. It's just so much harder making
and
friends.
When you really get along with someone, but what if the other person doesn't feel like you've got along that well? That's the awkward thing, isn't it?
Imagine if Alejandra
might not think
I ain't bothered.
Yeah, she might just think we didn't get on that well.
No, she loves us.
She does.
But we're actually going to read out some of your guys' experiences with this, because we love hearing your guys' opinions and your story times.
So I've asked you guys on Instagram what you think about making friendships in older life, and if you find it easier when you've left school and uni, or if you find it harder. And okay, the poll,
should I guess?
Guess the poll.
It's what is the poll?
The poll is, do you guys find it harder to make new friends in later life for example, when moving to a new city, or do you think it gets easier as you get older?
Harder, like, yeah, not easier.
What percent do you think?
I think 70%.
Yep, 76% said it's so much harder. 24% said they find it easier. And a couple of people in the box are saying they find it easier because you can actually find people with the same interests.
I agree, but then I think it's hard to find people.
I think it's harder to actually like meet up and form a friendship when everyone's so busy.
Yeah.
You know?
And also, how are you going to find people with the same interests? So, say we have an interest in fashion. How are we going to find people that have the same interests? Online, I guess. But
online, but then also, it's awkward just to message someone, really, isn't it?
Yeah, we don't have the confidence for that.
It is awkward just to message someone. Yeah, someone said people tend to know more about themselves and their true values when they're older, so it could be easier.
Yeah.
I get that. I think it's
easier. You know who you are more.
I think it's easier to be selective with who you want to be friends with, because by meeting up with someone, you could tell maybe.
We can kind of tell instantly, can't we?
Yeah, like it's just by little things they say. But then I worry that I say things that give people red flags.
Mm. Yeah, we have friendship red flags as well.
Yeah, we have a lot.
As well as like relationship red flags.
Yes.
But I definitely think as you get older, you know who you are more. For sure.
Someone said it's so hard when you're not in a forced environment to sit together like a school or an office. Maybe if you work in like an office job, it would be easier to,
that's so true, to make actually. Friends.
But then just because you work in an office doesn't mean they're going to be your age. Doesn't mean they're going to be...
But that is actually really true. I think that's another point of why we don't actually have that many friends, is because, like, for instance, my sister... That sounds really sad. My sister has like a huge friendship group, and most of them she's met at her job because she works in an office.
And whereas, she's gone uni too.
Yeah.
For us, like, our friends are our school friends, and yeah, then whoever we meet in these cities. But it's like we're not studying, so how are we going to... job,
we don't sit in an office. We're not surrounded by other people. It's just me and Grace.
Yeah.
So that's actually really true.
But I'm happy. Like, if I didn't make any new friends tomorrow, I wouldn't cry about it. It's good to know. It's good to have people that you know and can go out with. And
yeah.
Well, it's just nice to have friends, isn't it?
But that is true. If you're not in an office environment, it could definitely be a lot harder. Like, if you guys are self-employed like we are, it's a lot harder.
I moved to Paris a few months ago and have friends from clubs/parties, but they're not deep friendships. So I guess maybe you'd have a group of friends that you would just text
going to do here a night tonight. With,
but
that's the right thing. You can have true. You can friends. Have all sorts of friends. I feel like you don't have to have like. You can just have.
Not every friend you has to be a deep friendship.
Yeah, like you can just have friends that you just go clubbing with. And you meet up like whenever, but you wouldn't like sit down and have a deep. Or like chat.
go to them for advice.
Yeah, I think that's almost good though, to have different friends for different things.
I agree.
Yeah, I think it's good though. Maybe we'll steal your club and friends in Paris. Maybe we'll come and join you guys.
Yeah, we'll join you. Someone said it's easier when you have children. So must be a mum on here.
No, defo.
Because you kind of make friends with mums up at the school.
I can see how that's a big thing. Like I think all of my mum's friends, actually, she met when she had my sister.
I think the majority of my mum's friends now...
are mums.
Aren't from before she was a mum.
Because I think you also have that... You instantly have something to talk about, which is children.
And you meet up with them. And you grow up with your children grow up together.
Yeah.
Because you've got that in common.
Yeah. I feel like those friendships never work though. You know, like your like childhood friendships that like when your mum like is friends with the mum, I feel like those friendships never last.
Well, one of them's lasted for my mum. Have any lasted for your mum?
No, all of her friends. I'm talking about their children.
Oh, do you mean like with the
Yeah, you know like when like your mum becomes really good friends with another mum and then like they have a child and you have to become best friends with the child.
I mean, a couple of them have worked for me.
But I feel like those friendships never become like, for me anyway, like the ultimate. Because you don't...
You haven't found those friends
yourself.
You're
forced into the friendship.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
No, but that's so true. Like you instantly have a connection over children.
So maybe... It's quite sad though, because I hope that like... Because my mum's lost contact with a couple of friends that she was friends with before she had children, just because they've moved away and... You know,
and your life does
lives.
Become about kids.
It does.
So if they don't have kids, it's quite hard, I feel like, to relate.
And especially if you're living in a different place, like you're not gonna.
Yeah, you're not gonna keep in contact.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how we should find new friends, Grace. Let's
maybe
get pregnant.
We should get pregnant.
Maybe that's how we need to
mummy
find
diaries.
New... Mummy diaries. Stop
the
that.
Mummy diary, not the Paris diaries.
The mummy diaries.
Imagine if we
guys, what a twist in the tale.
Summer. Did a Mamma Mia summer and both got pregnant. The mummy diaries. Who's Stop. The father?
Oh my god, that would be the first episode. Who's the father? And we're like, guys, we actually don't know.
It could be Bill, it could be Darren, or it could be Gary.
We've actually done a poll on Instagram. You guys can guess.
We don't actually know ourselves. It's a mystery.
Stop that.
I've actually been struggling with this. I run my own business, so I don't really meet anyone.
That's us.
It's literally us. But I wouldn't say I'm struggling because I'm happy with our friendships.
But I think that is because me and you have such a strong friendship.
Yeah, me and you. Like,
whereas, like, imagine if we didn't have each other.
Oh, no, I always think about
because
this.
Because Amelia and Mabel, yes, they're our best friends, but they live here.
Miles away.
So that, how lonely would that be? Like, imagine if you, if it was just you doing YouTube and I was away at uni. How lonely would that be? So I get where this person's coming from.
No, but even if we didn't have each other, we would never be able to... Because, right, so say we both want to move to Paris. Would you do it by yourself, alone?
I couldn't.
You physically can't?
No.
We wouldn't be able to do
it. Actually, though, if we... No, but you just don't know, do you? Like, if we weren't friends, we... You probably would have gone to uni.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely would have gone to uni. I probably would still be I'd be working somewhere else, like... Life just taken us differently. We wouldn't have had the opportunity to move to Paris because we're working.
We would have had the opportunity to go there for a month and find out how much we love it.
But also, like, we'd both be working probably office jobs. We wouldn't be able just to move somewhere for a year. Life just, like,
it's crazy how it works.
Yeah,
out.
It is. If you guys don't know how we met, I'm going to just randomly say this. We actually met in school.
It's weird with fate as well because Grace's dad has a furniture company.
Mm-hmm.
And
shout out.
My sofa was actually made by him when I was, like, 5. And... my dad and your dad would talk about how they've both got a daughter called Grace.
I know. I've got
and
to tell
I'd be like,
that.
Oh, he's got a daughter called Grace. And then I remember my dad went in to buy something else just before I was starting school. And my dad came home and was like, oh, Shadrach's daughter's going to the school we went to.
Echelon. Weird, guys.
I know.
His sofas have, like, he caused a lot of things. Like, that's how he met my mum.
Oh.
Was because he delivered a sofa at our house. That's how you met my mum.
It's just weird fate, isn't it? It's like
fate is weird.
We always spoke, maybe it manifested because they would talk about us and how we're both called Grace.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's how we
it's just weird how it all works out. Class. Friendships are weird, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
They're so strange. Like, I'd say we have more of like a sisterly relationship now than friends.
Definitely. Like, we really rely on each other for things. Like,
I know.
Our whole lives, basically, it's kind of scary.
Our whole lives revolve around each other.
Do anything to make us not be friends. Like, imagine.
That's our biggest fear.
No, it's actually my biggest fear that we fall out.
We'd actually have to do something for that to happen.
Like, I can't even... It actually makes me want to cry, like, thinking about it. It would be like someone dying. Like, it would be that bad.
It would be a death.
It would be that bad.
Cheering. Cheering way to end this episode. But next week's episode is... a whole story time. Today was a bit more of like our experience. Next week is a story time and the topic of like exclusive to
us
dating.
Funny. Oh,
this
it's
is gonna
funny.
Be such a good episode.
It's really funny.
And like if you can talk to other people whilst dating, how someone walked out on a date. So there's just a lot of drama.
Ran away more like
coming next week. But thank you for watching this episode of Everybody Needs a Brunette.
And we will see you next Monday.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.